now, and we have a bit of a mystery for you this morning. Can you help us find the location of a theatre in Southam that was a major draw 200 years ago? Now, we only find out about the theatre as part of our Shakespeare on Tour series, which looks at Shakespeare, how and where Shakespeare was performed in his lifetime and beyond.
Well, BBC Coventry and Warwick's Moira Rawlings met Shakespeare expert Dr. Val Brodie and historian Bernard Cadogan from the Southern Heritage, or Southam, I should say, Heritage Collection, to show them an advert for a performance of Macbeth at the new theatre at the back of the Craven Arms in Southam back in 1822.
This poster is a complete revelation to us. We'd absolutely no idea that there was, at the top of the poster, you see it says the new theatre Southam. We'd no notion that there was any kind of building at this time. 1822, a performance of Macbeth in Southam. We didn't know about it.
Bernard Cadogan, you're chair of the Southam Heritage Collection here. We've contacted you with this playbill, and it's caused a bit of excitement here.
Well, it's a little bit like Val was saying before. It's a fascinating thing to see, because we had absolutely no idea whatsoever that anything like this had happened in Southam. We were aware of performances being put on in Southam in the early 1900s, but nothing as early as this. And one of the most fascinating things is to try and work out where exactly this building was. The playbill talks about the new theatre Southam in big bold letters right at the very top, implying that it was something quite significant and actually did exist. And then it has as a second line, back of the Craven Arms Inn. Now, the back of the Craven Arms Inn could mean a lot of things.
Oh, wow, what a mystery. Well, we can catch up with Bernard now, who's outside the Craven Arms with our reporter Tom Cook. Good morning, Bernard.
Oh, Bernard, hang on one second. I'll put you some air.
Oh, OK, well, we can start with you.
Trish wants to talk to you, so you talk to Trish.
We can start with you, Tom, if you like. Either one of you that can solve this mystery. Is it Bernard or Tom? Hello, Bernard?
It's Bernard with the headphones on.
Oh, OK, right, well...
Tom can't hear you.
Right, now, come on then, let's get to the bottom of this. I've got this sort of advert in my hand. Do we know where this theatre was in Southam?
Well, we think we know where it is, or where it was, because originally... The playbill, as you see, says at the back of the Craven Arms Inn. And right now, there is no building that would fit the description of a theatre there. So our first thought was that it was perhaps the courthouse. And the courthouse is could be described as being at the back of the Craven Arms. But we had a lot of work looking into the records at the records office, look at the property deeds and things like that. And we came to the conclusion eventually that it probably wasn't the courthouse, because the courthouse wasn't built until after this play was actually produced. So our conclusion is that it must have been held in either in the Craven Arms itself and the rear part of it, or in a building that existed at the back of the Craven Arms.
So how does it change how you view Southam's Shakespearean history?
Well, it was absolutely fascinating, because we had absolutely no idea whatsoever that there was anything or had ever been a theatre or performances like that in Southam in those days. I mentioned the courthouse earlier on, and our conclusion, first of all, that the courthouse might have been the theatre, because we know that in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, the courthouse was used for a lot of performances. It was used for all sorts of events, for dinners, for receptions, for dances, as a cinema, and also for theatre productions. But we did not know anything about performances of Shakespeare in the town in the early 1800s, so we were absolutely fascinated.
I'm loving some of the names here. Lady Macbeth is being played by, it says, Miss Booth here, and the first witch by Miss Bland, the second witch by Mrs. Chamberlain. We need to find these folks.
And in fact, we have been doing that, because a couple of my colleagues, Val Brodie, who's going to be talking a little bit later on this morning at about 10:30, I believe, and Linda Doyle, who's talking this afternoon, they joined me in doing a lot of research work, looking into all sorts of archives to find out not only about the location of the theatre, but also about the people who took part in the plays and how theatres were actually run in those days, because they were very different places from what we think of as theatres today. Well, so Val is a Shakespearean scholar. She's done a PhD in the music of Shakespeare's plays, and she knows an awful lot about Shakespeare, so she was really, really fascinated about this.
Bernard, we've got to find those descendants, and quick, they'll have a story about their ancestors, I am sure. Thank you there, Bernard Cadogan from the Southam Heritage Collection, on the search for the location of the old theatre in Southam. Can you help them? And Vic Minette will be talking to Dr. Val Brodie about what they've discovered about Southam being a cultural hub and all the plays that were performed there and elsewhere in Warwickshire.